Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I've got Colman Domingo with me, and congratulations on Sing Sing. What an absolute joy of a film this is, Colman.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
People may, on the surface, you know, when they might know the term Sing Sing as a prison, they may think it's a prison movie, but it really isn't. And I wonder how you see the story, how you saw it when you first came across it.
I approached it as a story that has these human beings living in the container, which is a prison.
Yeah.
So therefore, it debunks any idea of a prison film, because it really is about these human beings who are in the inside working with this program called RTA, which is Rehabilitation Through the Arts. And through that program, they gain these tools to not only put on a play once a year, but also gain all these tools that are really, you know, life tools that you need to do some work. Work of the heart, to do some work of true rehabilitation, and to, form a company and be a part of a
yes.
community. So there's a lot of things that I think that we know. Anyone who's out there who has been a part of any sort of, like, you know, high school, junior high school production will know this. You gain all these skills to be, hopefully, to help you in your life. And so they hang on to this program, and we show a little bit of a slice of life around it. And really just centers on two guys who are in the middle of putting on a production, and they're both up for a parole board hearing. And they're also trying to work out their own issues. So it really does become a story of brotherhood and friendship
yeah.
more than anything.
And men expressing feelings. I think it's a universal thing. Certainly it really spoke to me as an Irish man, obviously far removed from a man of color in prison in America, you know, but I still felt a kinship with the process of being able to open up and understand even your own feelings, and therefore maybe have some understanding about someone across the room from you.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, like with any story that I think that really drills down into being very specific about a specific person and group of people makes it more universal. It really is about just like, how do we unpack and really look at toxic masculinity, look at things that were built up for us by design to keep us from feeling. To keep us in these boxes. And it really, so I think that one doesn't have to be, you know, have been incarcerated, formerly incarcerated, or known anybody who's incarcerated to understand the humanity of this film, which is about someone just trying to make a breakthrough and, you know, get rid of some old habits and some old things that no longer work and move yourself to a place of tenderness and healing. I think that's the point of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does that. The cast is incredible in this movie, and not just yourself, you are amazing, but the cast around you. And so many of the actors are men who were formerly incarcerated, and they've come through this RTA program. And I wonder, for you as a professional actor, what was it like to work with people who are portraying themselves a lot of the time?
I thought it was pretty awesome. First of all, we worked with they all auditioned. They all went through this program at prisons like Sing Sing. And they were willing to audition for this. And they came in with such an open heart and a way to learn as well. Because, you know, for most all of them, it's their first feature film.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were, you know, I had to sort of like guide them, just sort of laying the groundwork of the kind of work that we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But they were very willing. They were very willing, very open to share their experiences. And I think it transformed them as well.
What's it like shooting inside the prison? Are those buildings, do they have a particular energy? Does it present different challenges to any other kind of set?
You can imagine, yes. It is not like, you know, shooting on a soundstage. The fact that we shot at Downstate, corrections facility that was decommissioned only 2 weeks before we were there was exceptional, because, you know, you really do feel the energy of the place. Nothing had been changed. The colors of the walls, you name it. The flow of the building, the airflow or the lack of airflow, the size of the cells.
Yeah.
You know, my holding room was a cell. And then, you know, we performed in these places, and you don't have to do additional acting. It does it for you. It lets you know the psychological constructs that you're under when you're in these spaces. So it makes it that more real, you know. I can't say it's the most joyous or positive. It doesn't feel like a place where healing can take place. So the idea that an RTA program is in these spaces doing the work seems like a beautiful act of revolution.
Isn't it true that the numbers of, because it's RTA, it's rehabilitation through arts, but isn't it true that the percentage of, I don't know, do you call it reoffending or basically coming back to prison, isn't it really low?
Oh yeah, well, the average in America is 60%. That means 60% of inmates who are, you know, released usually go back inside.
Right.
And the percentage of people going through the RTA program is less than 3%.
Less than three?
Yeah. So wow. It lets you know that it's a program that's truly working and doing the work.
It is. Well, the movie is doing the work as well. I highly recommend everybody go see Sing Sing. I absolutely loved this movie. But also, I should say, welcome to Ireland. You know, I'm here. You're here talking to your Irish audience, Coleman. And I believe you have got a strong friendship with a certain Oscar winner named Killian, who you may have been on the award circuit with over the last year or so.
I love Killian. Killian is the best. He's a good guy. He's warm. He's just a joyful person as well. I feel like any time that Killian got up to accept an award, I couldn't have jumped up fast enough, because I feel like, you know, he's been in the trenches as well as I've been for many years. And I love the fact that he's been amplified and his work has been amplified in such an extraordinary way. He's a good, and he's a good guy.
Yes, I like he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did see you do one of those roundtable conversations. I think it was with the LA Times with a lot of actors. And Killian was there. And also Andrew Scott was there, another amazing Irish actor. And I just wonder, like, you know, in general, in those situations, do the Irish boys behave themselves? Are they good guys to be around?
Well, I think Killian does behave himself, yes. You know, Andrew has a twinkle in his eye. That's all I'll say.
That is so true. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He has an Irish twinkle.
And can I ask you, if you have time, I would love you to tell my listeners the incredible story of how you met your husband Raul.
Oh, it's a beautiful story. Maybe it's a story because it inspires some hope for people to get off their phones and get out into the world. Yes. But we literally, the quickest version of it is, we met outside of a Walgreens in Berkeley, California 20 years ago. We never spoke, but we saw each other. Went to Craigslist 3 days later. I thought I'd post one of those missed connections ads. He already posted one for me. I found it. We met up 3 days later. We've been together for almost 20 years.
It's so beautiful. It is a story, a movie in itself. It is between you and Ray.
Yeah, I think it's basically saying get off the phones and you don't get on the app. Just, you know, be out there in the world and be a human being. And you're the person that's possibly meant to be your person is out there in the world waiting for you to, you know, make eye contact.
That is the truth. Coleman Domingo, congratulations on Sing Sing. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. Everybody go see this movie. You will love it. Thanks a million.
Thanks, man. Be well.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.